Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt, live inside the Beltway on November 30th. Joined by Admiral James Stavridis, retired United States Navy Admiral. Good morning. Great to have you back on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Good to be with you, Hugh.
And congratulations on the publication of the, the Sailor's Bookshelf?
Sailor's Bookshelf, 50 books to know the sea. What it does is, like my book, The Leader's Bookshelf, walked through 50 books of leadership. This book walks through 50 books about the sea. About half are fiction, half are nonfiction.
I've already asked the fetchy Mrs. Hewitt that be on my Christmas gift list. So you've got one sail in the bucket, but I'm sure it's going to spread like wildfire. As is the news I want to talk to you about, Admiral. I know Dwayne briefed you a little bit. I'm kind of sorry that he did, because I'd rather have your forewarned as forearmed, especially with someone like you. But I'm going to read the article to you and then ask you to respond. The chief executive of Moderna, according to the Financial Times 5 hours ago, has predicted that existing vaccines will be much less effective at tackling Omicron than earlier strains of coronavirus, warned it would take months before pharmaceutical companies could manufacture new variant-specific jabs at scale. Stefan Basile said the high number of Omicron mutations on the spike protein, which the virus uses to infect human cells, and the rapid spread of the variant in South Africa suggested that the current crop of vaccines may need to be modified next year. There is no world, I think, where the effectiveness is the same level we had with the Delta variant, Bansell told the Financial Times in an interview with him at the company's headquarters in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He added, quote, I think it's going to be a material drop. I just don't know how much because we need to wait for the data, but all the scientists I've talked to are like, this is not going to be good. What's your reaction to that, Admiral?
Well, I think back to almost 2 years ago when Admiral Stavridis and the esteemed Hugh Hewitt had a conversation as China was kind of manifesting this weird virus. And everyone sort of said, it's going to be fine. You and I said, and you ought to replay that tape at some point, you know, let's hope so, but this could be like Spanish influenza of 1918, a global disaster. I think we called that earlier than most.
In January of that year, yes.
So thinking back to that conversation, unfortunately, I had the same reaction, which is, I hope this isn't true, but it sounds like it has the ring of truth to me. And if you are the head of Moderna, Pfizer, J&J, you have spent the last 7 days at least doing nothing but huddling with your scientists as they are literally running tests in real time, moving information. So I think it's quite significant that he felt he should, if you will, go public with this. The next step is for our government and all governments to really bring together this scientific, commercial, private, public entity that is fighting COVID and get us where we need to be as rapidly as possible. Because if that's true and Omicron is going to overcome our vaccines and even our boosters, we've got to go back to a very strict set of regimes that are not going to be very popular globally. And unfortunately, obviously, we're headed into the season of light when people want to be up and about and traveling. So I can't think of a worse piece of news coming from a more credible source, Hugh.
That's very well put. A worse piece of news coming from a more credible source. That's very well put, Admiral, per usual. Now, my reaction is we won't go back to lockdowns. We ought, however, to inform individuals that what they thought was their level of protection is not their level of protection, because a free people will make individual decisions. It will impact my behavior. Will it impact your behavior?
It already has. And even before you read me that quote yesterday about this time, I was huddled with my team and made a decision not to travel this week to Europe because Omicron is popping up in Denmark, where I was headed. It's in Germany. It's in the UK. I was worried about contracting a new variant, even though I'm not fully vaccinated and boosted. But I was worried about also, Hugh, and I think this is what will freeze people in place, travel restrictions internationally. You know, I could end up in Copenhagen in a situation where I can't get out of there. And so I'm watching Danish television for a couple of weeks. I'm sure it's terrific, but I don't speak Danish, and it would be less than fulfilling and blow a big hole in my fall schedule. So I think there are going to be, first and foremost, leaning back from international travel. Second thing I did yesterday, I ordered a big tranche of N95 masks. I've been using the kind of lightweight, more comfortable surgical mask. I think if this thing gets real, I'm going to N95s. You will notice, by the way, that medical personnel who assiduously wear those N95s, they're a little less comfortable, but the 95 is 95% good at preventing anything coming in. You don't see doctors and nurses coming down with this thing very often. That's part of the reason. And then number three, on the positive side, unless this gets disastrous, I am going to continue to travel domestically. I'm just going to be smart about where I go. I'm not going to go to indoor gatherings where I don't know that everyone is vaccinated, for example. So I think if the Moderna CEO is right, I think this is going to be a hit to the restaurant, travel, particularly international, and it's going to make us all a bit more cautious. That's how I'm approaching it.
Now, Admiral, I know you do your best to stay out of partisan infighting. And I appreciate that, because I think your phone's going to ring and Ron Klain's going to ask you at some point to come over and be their vaccine czar, whatever we call this coronavirus czar, because the credibility of the public health agencies is in ruins. And now I am just so angry that I have spent a week telling my audience that the vaccine and the boosters were probably enough and not to worry, you might get a mild case, it might break through more carefully. I'm an omnivore of information about this, so I read everything. This is the first indication that not only does it evade the virus, it is deadlier than the virus. It's the first piece of information. What do you make of our government, without being specific to individuals, inability to communicate at speed?
Well, let's start by hearkening to that old military expression, and you know it, the first report is often wrong. So let's give it 24 hours, maybe. How about a week? What the president talked about yesterday was this is going to take 2 to 3 weeks. I think all those are accurate, and we're going to have, as we always do in crisis, whether it's a personal crisis, a crisis on the battlefield, a diplomatic crisis, there are moments when you think everything is crashing down, and there are moments when you think, oh, this is going to be okay. Normally, it lands somewhere in the middle. So point one, let's get more data. Point two, we are, and this is good news, we are vastly better prepared now for this, if it is at the dark end of the equation, than we were 2 years ago when Hugh and Jim were speculating on how bad this was going to get. We do have masks. You know, I went online and there were a million opportunities to order any kind of surgical mask I wanted. You know, 2 years ago, we were making masks in our homes. Think about that for a minute. We have drugs that, if you contract this, can help you get better.
Therapeutics. Some of those therapeutics, yep.
Much huge better. Point that is often not mentioned. And then thirdly, we do have vaccines and we have the capability, and the Moderna CEO said it, if we have to, we can regun this thing. But bottom line, this is going to take leadership out of Washington, but also leadership out of Berlin and London and Tokyo. This is going to be an all hands on deck effort if this thing is at the dark end of the spectrum. I'll close again by saying the first report is often wrong. And by the way, before coming on with you, I was watching cable news, and there was a doctor from South Africa talking about how everybody she has treated has had very mild symptoms. She admitted they were a very young population, so you got to factor that into it. But we're just at that stage, Hugh, where we're going to hear things that make us feel terrific and things that make us feel terrible. This thing will probably land somewhere in the middle. Let's gather more data before we rush to judgment on it.
You know, Admiral, I'm going to push back on that a little bit, because I talked to Dr. Collins and Dr. Fauci before the latter became very political and the former went invisible and announced his retirement about the dreaded Omega variant, I called it at the time, going to the end of the Greek alphabet, the one that escapes and is more deadly and hits young people and especially hits children. And of course, that's the dark end of the spectrum if it gets kids. And anecdotal evidence is evidence of anecdotes. So the doctor in South Africa is doing more harm than good by being out there saying, my patients are fine, they're younger, though. That's actually bad information to project into a communicable world where everything travels at the speed of the internet. I think
I'm going to push back slightly on your pushback and say the point I was making was not that that made me feel better. The point is that we're going to see information with varying degrees of credibility across the spectrum. Okay. I think you are absolutely right to put much more weight on what you're hearing from the CEO of one of the manufacturers.
That's it. That's it. Because you advise public companies. You know that a Moderna CEO cannot go out and affect the market without risk of criminal and civil liability. So that is, to me, a super indicator. Super credible information backed up by the risk of criminal prosecution. He does not say that unless he knows. Now, unfortunately, this weekend was spent with Dr. Fauci talking about January 6 committees and Ted Cruz. What should the government do right now, Dr. Stavridis? Admiral Stavridis.
Actually, I am a doctor.
You
although
are.
If you ask my mother, she would say, my son, the wrong kind of doctor, because I'm a PhD, not an MD. But I will put my doctor hat on for a minute and answer the question. This is an all hands on deck, and it's international all hands. So the White House ought to be convening and driving, for example, the G7, maybe the G20, certainly the United Nations. We've got to get the international community aligned. Number two, it's an interagency fight we're in here. This is not something that's going to be solved strictly by any single organ of the government. We've got to pull them together. And above all, it's private public. And I would hope that at this minute, the White House is reaching out to the CEOs of Moderna, Pfizer, J&J, and every one of these vaccines, and also talking to China and Russia and finding out what their vaccines, which are maybe 70% as good as the ones I just listed, but are still vaccines. We've got to pool that data. No one of us is as smart as all of us thinking together in this. So international, interagency, private, public, and finally, strategic communications. You've got to get truth out there, but do it in a balanced and sensible way so people don't end up panicking. That's a big order. Let's see what happens over the next 2 to 3 weeks and have this conversation again.
We will. In a week, Admiral James Stavridis. In the meantime, we want people to go out and get the Sailor's Bookshelf. And right there on your screen, if you're watching on the Salem News Channel, you'll see the Sailor's Bookshelf, the perfect Christmas present, because I think we're all going to be spending a lot of Christmas at home. Admiral, thank you.